This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare. I'm joined today by one of the country's leading chief information officers, Craig Richardville. Craig's going to talk to us about his role, about the role of the CIO, a couple of other issues, and just a pleasure to visit with Craig this morning. Craig, can you take a moment and introduce yourself and tell us your current role and title and so forth?
Hi, Scott. Thank you for the opportunity. Craig Richardville, the Senior Vice President and Chief Information Officer for SCL Health. SCL Health is a $3 billion integrated delivery system based out of Denver, Colorado. We support the Front Range, which is the greater Denver area, the Western Slope, and Eastern Utah of Colorado. And we also support the state of Montana. And I've been blessed over the years to serve some amazing talent in my career.
Thank you. And how did you get into the healthcare business? I mean, you're one of the few people I know that's a transplant from the oil industry to healthcare. How did this happen? And give us just a little bit more background, maybe 60 seconds more of your background on how you move from place to place.
Yeah, sure. So coming straight out of school, I went and got into, I worked for Marathon Oil Company. I did some things nationally with them. I did a lot of more of a crude oil analyst to help them with their contracting. And they then at that time was merging with U.S. Steel and became USX. And as I was furthering my career, I found that travel was not up my alley, and I needed to pursue my graduate degree. And in doing so, I needed a more of a stable place to work. And at that time, healthcare was fairly local. So I went and joined a system based in the Midwest called ProMedica Healthcare System, where I spent the next 11 years.
Well, fantastic. And you had mentioned one thing that you're particularly proud of in your career. Can you take a moment and tell me what that is that you're particularly proud of?
Yes. The thing I'm the most proud of is actually growing and developing people. I consider myself a professional father, just like being a personal father. And my greatest legacy, hopefully, will be the children that have come to lighten my life, and that they will be contributors to the world that we live in. And the same happens professionally. So over the years, the thing that I'm the most proud of is I've served seven colleagues who have in their own right become chief information officers at major healthcare systems. And I hope before I end my career, I can help develop a few more.
And one follow-up question to that, and there's so many, Craig, it's just a magnificent career. ProMedica, Carolinas, SCL Health, which has emerged as just a magnificent system. But the one question is, you were in the oil industry earlier. You've been in the healthcare industry since then, really. Nicer people in oil or in healthcare?
Well, on the oil side at the time, it was actually going through some struggles. So that was back in the mid-80s. And we really saw an accelerating for the price of crude oil going up and then a large drop. So it was a rather different industry, very up and very down in a couple of years. But I would definitely have to say the passion and the mission of healthcare by far exceeds any industry that I've ever been exposed to, of how you're able to truly impact the lives of those that live around you and your loved ones.
Well, thank you very, very much. And it's a fascinating answer and perspective to see multiple different industries. And many people in healthcare have today seen different industries. A different issue. You've taken over as the CIO. What's your absolute top priority this year? What's your top priority this year?
It is execution. And I think this will be one that will be a top priority for many years to come. It is really the goal of the CIO is to help align the work that you're doing in the technology arena around the company's strategic plan. And you have to be able to execute that work to support the plan. You need to be accountable for the outcomes that move and accelerate the plan. Historically, we were very proud of our data centers. We were very proud of keeping the lights on, very proud of being a transitional type of division within the company. And, you know, you even have some people on the other side chasing headlines with shiny objects. And really our goal now is to impact the outcomes and to truly move the strategic plan, and for ours it's called Mission Forward 2025, first and foremost, that supports our mission and realizes our vision. So the execution of the plan to support your strategic plan is the utmost importance for me.
Thank you, Craig. And another question for you. You know, I hear so many people talking negatively about the healthcare system in America, and yet, on so many levels, with so many people that are trying to be treated, the healthcare system, while not perfect, does so many great things. So my question is to put things in a positive light, and there's plenty of room to talk about negatives, but what's actually going great in healthcare? What do you see that's going well in healthcare?
Great question, Scott. I would have to say change. And by change, you know, we're moving from a change management era into truly change realization, one that forces us to be able to take advantage of the changes that we are moving towards. So no longer can you stay stable. No longer can you continue doing what you did yesterday and hope to achieve positive outcomes tomorrow. And so our industry, you know, it's becoming increasingly dynamic. And we, as part of the industry, need to be very agile. We have to move our plans forward. And it's one of the industries that I think is you're very privileged to be part of, because you're serving patients and communities, your families, friends, neighbors, all in an aspect of part of their life that is the utmost importance. And so for us, it really is the change. You have a lot of dynamics coming through. You have people talking about consumerism, people talking about retail, people talking about technology, people talking about, you know, moving the method of healthcare from being an art into more of a science. So data has become extremely relevant within healthcare, and to be able to objectively use that data to move your strategic plan forward. And when you think about it, you know, data is truly the only asset that we produce within the healthcare provider industry. We don't make widgets, we don't make any other products, but we actually produce data, and then people take that data and they do things with it. And as part of our job is to be able to produce the right amount of data and to direct that data toward the assets of the company that can take advantage of it.
Well, thank you. And then one other question, which is really a follow-on to the last question. You've mentioned some of it with consumerism, the use of data, the use of technology, change, and the working through change and being flexible and smart with change. What are you most excited about right now? What excites you right now, Craig?
It would be the future. It's clearly not defined. It is ever-changing for us. You know, I have three boys, all within healthcare and all within different parts of healthcare. One that's a physician, one that's in finance, and one that's in patient flow. And all three of those are all going through, it's interesting to have the discussions with them, because number one, they see the opportunities of moving the industry forward, but also they see the opportunities that's going to impact them and their loved ones and their children, my grandchildren in the future. So I think the future is the most exciting thing about healthcare today, because it is something that is up to us to define. It's an opportunity that we can accelerate our work. We can learn from other industries. We can be very innovative, transformative. And we need to embrace this change as new partners. You see the large technology partners and retail partners becoming more engaged. You see a lot of small entrepreneurial startups that are absolutely impacting a lot of the work that we're doing. And so to me, it's really probably the funnest time within healthcare.
Let me ask you a follow-up question to that. You mentioned you've got three sons in healthcare. One is a physician, one is in finance, one is in patient flow. So when you're at the dinner table, does the physician say, "You two guys really work for me, I'm in charge"? Or does the finance guy say, "It's really all about me because you can't do your jobs without the money"? Or does the patient flow leader say, "Look, nothing happens without being close to the patients, and I direct where the patient goes, so both you, the physician, and the finance guy really work for me"? How does that table discussion go?
that's a very interesting question. I would say, you know, in my mind, 25 years ago, that topic of and that conversation would be very similar to how you described it. But I think we've matured a lot over the last couple of decades. And in my case, I'm very fortunate to have a few sons that are really going to contribute, you know, to the industry. And it's all about teamwork. It's all about working together. When they sit down and talk about their jobs and their roles and how things happen, it's very interesting because it's like how you like to see it here at the office. You like to see people from different avenues of the organization really come together and work towards solving, you know, a problem together. That's really what the conversations are about now, is there is no stripes. You know, there is nobody higher than the other, smarter than the other. They all have certain roles and part of a team, and they're all there to contribute together.
Now, that's awesome. And there could be no better answer as either a healthcare leader or as a father than the answer that you gave. So you hit that as well as you could to avoid trouble for yourself at the dinner table. So I congratulate you. Craig, it's always just a pleasure to visit with you. You're just a really good person, a bright person. I've had this great career as a chief information officer. I know the SEL Health system is doing great and fortunate to have found the right fit with yourself. And I'm excited for you, and I'm excited for them and your family. So congratulations, and thank you so much for joining us today. What a pleasure.
Scott, thank you so much. I mean, I find your podcast very informative, and it certainly is a privilege to contribute and be part of a lot of the great work that you're doing. So thank you.